Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm blessed to be with you this morning. Hallelujah. Woo, thanking God for life. Thanking God for his provision, for his protection, for being who he is, the most wonderful and mighty God, who loves me even in the midst, who loves me today, who loved me yesterday, who loved me on Monday night, who is my daddy God. And all I can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Hallelujah. And the word for this morning, for our Old Testament word today is, the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. We thank that he has left us. We wonder why we're going through. But God, he is always there, watching over his children, leading us from all hurt and from all harm. But he loves us like that. Never give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Hallelujah. Because to do all that he said he will do. We all know, just giving a recap of Joseph this morning. Joseph sold into slavery by his brothers on his daddy's side. Given a position in the house of Potiphar. But Potiphar's ratchet, adulterous wife wanted to have an adulterous relationship with him. And he said, no. I like to say, he said, not today, Satan. Not today, Satan. Get thou behind me, devil. He was not having it, because he was not going to do anything against God. So Joseph said, not today. And the ratchet, lying woman claimed that he attempted to have relations with her when she was the one to have relations with this youngster. Think about this. He was sold into slavery at 17 years old. So if he was working for Potiphar, he couldn't have been probably no more than late teens, early 20s maybe. So she was trying to take advantage of a youngster, of practically a child. Excuse me, y'all. But God, thrown into prison, interpreting dreams. But even in prison, God gave him favor. God will give you favor wherever you are. Whatever you're doing, God will give you favor. All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is trust that God will be with you wherever you go. And that he will not forsake you. When we get into our word this morning, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Joseph was not forsaken or forgotten by God. And even though he was in prison 2 more years after the cupbearer said, I won't forget you. But God had to season Joseph. He was being seasoned while he was in prison. He was being given wisdom while he was in prison. He was being given what he needed to do the job he was going to get, because he had to go to work for God, because he interpreted a dream of a cupbearer. Wow, won't God do it? When you least expect, all that you have prayed for, all that you have waited for to come, it comes when you need it. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, we come to you this day, believing and trusting, Lord God, that your word is true, that you will never leave us or forsake us, that you will be with us even to the end of ages. You will be with us to the end of this age, and you will be with us in the next. When you come into your kingdom, Father God, we ask that you not forget us, Christ Jesus. We ask that you remember us when you come into your kingdom. Father God, Father Son, Father Holy Spirit, we are thankful this morning that you gave us a word to live by, that you gave us basic instruction before leaving earth, that you gave us all that you have and more than we could ever ask for. Lord God, I ask you to increase as I decrease, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy sight. For Lord God, you are my strength. You are my strength. You are Pastor. You are Mother Rita's strength. You are Evangelist Teresa's strength. You are Evangelist Shannon's strength. You are the strength of those that need you, Lord God. You are the deacon's strength. You are the evangelist strength. You are the prophet's strength. You are the prophetess strength. You are the strength of the fivefold ministries. You are the strength of the teachers, preachers. You are the strength of all those that are called and accepted the call. Lord God, I ask you to put a shield of protection around your children, Lord God, asking for your healing power over Mother Bowie this morning, Lord God, asking you, Father God, to increase as we decrease, oh God, asking you to light up your Holy Spirit of healing inside of each and every one of us, oh God, giving us faith, giving us knowledge, giving us understanding that only you are in charge, oh God, not the doctors, not the lawyers, not anybody but you. Lord God, you are in charge, not the tax collectors, not the mortgages, and not anybody else. You are in charge of your children, not the school systems, not the principals, not the folks that think they are in charge of anything, not the politicians, not anybody who don't want to do right, Lord God. You are in charge of all of us, every church body, every man, every woman, every child. You are in charge, Lord God. And I'm lifting up the name of Jesus this morning, asking you, Jesus, to cover this planet with your love, with your blood, with your cheer, with your joy, with your peace that surpasses all understanding, to know that there is only one God, and his name is our Father. His name is the Son. His name is the Holy Spirit. He is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and he is one over all things, and he is everywhere. He knows our pains. He knows our peace. He knows our joy. And Lord God, we know that you answer prayers. You answer the prayer of the righteous, and we know it avails much. Father God, we are asking in righteous prayer for healing of our lands, oh God, healing of our nations, oh God, giving politicians and those that make the laws hearts that are softened and not so hard and so politically thinking that they forget about people. For Lord, you will hold each and every one accountable for what he does to the least among us. Father God, we pray for shelter for the homeless today. We pray for those that are in abusive relationships to be given the strength to walk away. We ask you, Lord God, to guide, lead, and keep us covered under your mighty and awesome blood. In Jesus' name we pray, believing and trusting in you, Lord God, to lead and guide the way. Amen, amen, amen. In Jesus' name we pray, trusting and believing and knowing that you are with us wherever we go, oh Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for this word. Amen. Woo, I'm all filled up, y'all. Oh, thanking God today. All filled up. You know, when we first started, my voice was trying to act up. Couldn't hardly, you know, having things, you know, the enemy will try to keep you from your assignment. But God, hallelujah. But God, say it with me, y'all. But God. But God is in charge of what? Everything. Hallelujah. So let's get into this great word today. As you know, this is Friday. Friday, unless God says differently, we are in the Old Testament. I call it Old Testament Friday. So we'll be in the Old Testament today. And on Sunday, we will be in our New Testament word. And if we are not able to get to Psalms or Proverbs, our Psalms and Proverbs, they will be done also on Sunday. So let's get into this. Can y'all say it with me? Great word this morning. It is a great word. Y'all can hear the excitement. You know, Joseph, understand, is the forefather of Joshua. And we know we got to have Joshua faith. Joshua walked through the Jordan, come on dry ground, and walked through. He was one of the ones that was with Moses when they walked through the Red Sea on dry ground. So he walked through the Red Sea, and he walked across the Jordan on what? Dry ground to the promised land that God had promised 40 years ago. He walked in, he and Caleb, of all the ones that was there, walking through the Red Sea, those two were the ones that made it in to the promised land. Why? Because they chose to be a 2/10. Hallelujah. And y'all understand that when we get to that word. Hallelujah. And it says, and then it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream. And behold, he stood by the river. Suddenly there came out of the river 7 cows, fine looking and fat, and they fed in the meadows. Then behold, 7 other cows came up after them out of the river, ugly and gaunt, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And the ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 fine looking and fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke, he slept and dreamed a second time. And suddenly 7 heads came up, 1 stalk, plump and good. Then behold, 7 thin heads, blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them. And the 7 thin heads devoured the 7 plump and full heads. So Pharaoh awoke, and indeed it was a dream. Now it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was no one who could interpret them for Pharaoh. Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my faults this day, when Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me in custody in the house of the captain of the guard. Both me and the chief baker, we each had a dream in one night. He and I, each of us, dreamed according to the interpretation of his own dream. Now there was a young Hebrew man with us there, a servant of the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. To each man he interpreted according to his own dream. And it came to pass, just as he interpreted for us, so it happened. He restored me to my office, and he hanged him. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. And he shaved, changed his clothing, and came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret. I have heard it said of you that you can interpret a dream. You can understand a dream to interpret it. So Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God will give Pharaoh the answer of peace. Woo. Can you say it again? It is not in me. Joseph said, I ain't taking credit for being able to interpret these dreams, Pharaoh. Let me tell you who I give credit to. I give credit to my God. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Hallelujah. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, behold, in my dream I stood on the bank of the river. Suddenly seven cows came up out of the river, fine looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then behold, seven other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly and gaunt, ugliness as I have never seen in all the land of Egypt. And the gaunt and ugly cows ate up the first seven, the fat cows. When they had eaten them up, no one would have known that they had eaten them, for they were just as ugly as at the beginning. So I awoke. Also I saw in my dream, and suddenly seven heads came up on one stalk, full and good. Then behold, seven heads withered thin and blighted by the east wind sprang up after them. And the thin heads devoured the seven good heads. So I told this to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads are 7 years. The dreams are one, and the seven thin and ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty heads blighted by the east wind are 7 years of famine. This God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt. But after them, 7 years of famine will arise, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine will deplete the land, so the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following, for it will be very severe. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice, because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land to collect one-fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in the seven plentiful years, and let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming, and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Then that food shall be as a reservoir for the land for the 7 years of famine which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. Look at God. I will never leave you or forsake you. Even though Joseph went through all that he went through, slavery, an adulterous wife lying on him, imprisonment, and now he's even higher than Potiphar. I bet that wife is shaking in her boots right about now, thinking, oh, Lord, I put him in prison on my life. He's in charge under Pharaoh. He could take me and kill me. But he wasn't thinking about her. He was thinking about the job and the work that he had to do. So let's keep it moving, because this is a great word this morning. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring off his head. Sorry, y'all. And put it on Joseph's hand. And he clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. And he had him ride in the second chariot, which he had, and they cried out before him, bowed the knee. So he set him over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh also said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no man may lift his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath Paniah, and he gave him as a wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest on. So Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And I want to put a pin right there. Joseph was 30 years old when he came to Pharaoh, right? He had been enslaved since he was 17. Probably they sold him at 17. Probably turning 18. So 12, 13 years, this young man was imprisoned. 12 to 13 years. Wow. 12 to 13 years enslaved and imprisoned. What a mighty young man he was. And as we continue, Joseph was 30 years old, stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. Now in the seven plentiful years, the ground brought forth abundantly. So he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt and laid up the food in the cities. He laid up in every city the food of the fields which surrounded them. Joseph gathered very much grain as the sand of the sea until he stopped counting, for it was immeasurable. And to Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore him. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God had made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Then the 7 years of plenty, which were in the land of Egypt, ended. And the 7 years of famine began to come, as Joseph had said. The famine was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. So when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Then Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, go to Joseph. Whatever he says to you, do. The famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses
and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine became severe in the land of Egypt. So all countries came to Joseph in Egypt to buy grain, because the famine was severe in all lands. When Joseph saw that there was grain in Egypt, when Jacob saw that there was grain in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, "Why do you look at me at one another?" And he said, "Indeed, I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down to that place and buy for us there, that we may live and not die." So Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy grain in Egypt. But Jacob did not send Joseph's brother Benjamin with his brothers, for he said, "Lest some calamity befall him." Let's just call it straight. Jacob wasn't crazy. He wasn't too old to see past the lie that his son stole. And I think in his heart he felt like his boys had done something to Joseph. That's why he didn't trust them with Benjamin. I ain't trusting Benjamin with y'all. Y'all can go on. What you got to do, but you're not taking him. Lest something befall him like befell his brother. Come on now. Daddy wasn't all what they thought. Dad had a little bit of sense, because I'm sure that God gave him discernment and understanding and wisdom. And let's keep it moving. Come on now. Whew. And the sons of Israel went to buy grain. Among those who journeyed, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him. What was his dream, y'all? All them years ago, them 13 years ago, was his dream. What did he tell them? Okay, now what's going on? Bowing down. With their faces to the earth, Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, but he acted as a stranger to them and spoke roughly to them. Then he said to them, "Where do you come from?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." So Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Then Joseph remembered the dream which he had dreamed about them and said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said to him, "No, my Lord, but your servants have come to buy food. We are all one man's sons. We are honest men. Your servants are not spies." But he said to them, "No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said, "Your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And in fact, the youngest is with our father today, and one is no more." But Joseph said to them, "It is as I spoke to you, saying, you are spies. In this manner you shall be tested. By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you and let him bring your brother, and you shall be kept in prison, that your words may be tested to see whether there is any truth in you, or else, by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies." So he put them all together in prison 3 days. Then Joseph said to them the third day, "Do this and live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers be confined to your prison house, but you go and carry grain for the famine of your house, for the famine of your houses, and bring your youngest brother to me, so your words will be verified, and you shall not die." And they did so. Then they said to one another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore this distress has come upon us." And Reuben answered them, saying, "Did I not speak to you, saying, do not sin against the boy? And you would not listen. Therefore, behold, his blood is now required of us." But they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them through an interpreter. And he turned himself away from them and wept. Then he returned to them again and talked with them. And he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph gave a command to fill their sacks with grain, to restore every man's money to his sack, and to give them provisions for the journey. Thus he did for them. So they loaded their donkeys with the grain and departed from there. But as one of them opened his sack to give his donkey feed at the encampment, he saw his money, and there it was in the mouth of his sack. So he said to his brothers, "My money has been restored, and there is in my sack. And there it is in my sack." Then their hearts filled them. Then their hearts failed them, and they were afraid, saying to one another, "What is this that God has done to us?" Then they went to Jacob, their father, in the land of Canaan, and told him all that had happened to them, saying, "The man who is lord of the land spoke roughly to us and took us for spies of the country. But he said what we said to him, 'We are honest men. We are not spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father. One is no more. And the youngest is with our father this day in the land of Canaan.' Then the man, the lord of the country, said to us, 'By this I will know that you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers here with me. Take food for the famine in your household and be gone. And bring your youngest brother to me, so I shall know that you are not spies, but that you are honest men. I will grant your brother to you, and you may trade in the land.' Then it happened, as they emptied their sacks, that surprisingly each man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when they and their father saw the bundle of money, they were afraid. And Jacob their father said to them, 'You have bereaved me. Joseph is no more. Simeon is no more. And you want to take Benjamin? All these things are against me.' Then Reuben spoke to his father, saying, 'Kill my two sons if I do not bring him back to you. Put him in my hands, and I will bring him back to you.' But he said, 'My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If any calamity should befall him along the way to which you go, and then you would bring down my gray hair with sorrow to the grave.'" Wow. Let's keep moving. I told y'all it was a great word this morning. Now, the famine was severe in the land, and it came to pass, when they had eaten up the grain which they had brought from Egypt, that their father said to them, "Go back, buy us a little food." Now, understand, they done went home. They eating good. Simeon is still in Egypt in prison. It's like they just forgot about poor Simeon. Now they done ate up everything and need more food. So now they're going back to get Simeon. Come on, y'all. There's something that's kind of wrong with that picture. So let's go back and let's see what's going on. But Judah spoke to him, saying, "The man solemnly warned us, saying, 'You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you send our brother with us, we will go down and buy you food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down.' For the man said to us, 'You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you.' And Israel said, 'Why did you deal so wrongfully with me as to tell the man whether you had still had another brother?' But they said, 'The man asked us bluntly about ourselves and our family, saying, "Is your father still alive? Have you another brother?" And we told him according to these words. Should we possibly have known that he would say, 'Bring your brother down?'" Then Judah said to Israel, his father, "Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and you, and also our little ones. I myself will be surety for him. From my hand you shall require him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. For if we had not lingered, surely by now we would have returned this second time. And their father Israel said to them, if I must be, so then do this. Take some of the best fruits of the land in your vessels and carry down a present for the man, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, pistachio nuts and almonds. Take double money in your hand and take back in your hand the money that was returned in the mouth of your sacks. Perhaps it was an oversight. Take your brother also and arise, go back to the man, and may God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may release your other brother and Benjamin. If I am bereaved, I am bereaved. So the men took that present and Benjamin, and they took double money in their hand and arose and went down to Egypt. And they stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the steward of his house, take these men to my house and slaughter an animal and make ready, for these men will dine with me at noon. Then the man did as Joseph ordered, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. Now the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house, and they said, it is because of the money which was returned in our sacks the first time that we are brought in, so that he may make a case against us and seize us to take us as slaves with our donkeys. When they drew near to the steward of Joseph's house, they talked with him at the door of the house and said, oh, sir, we indeed came down the first time to buy food, but it happened when we came to the encampment and we opened our sacks that there each man's money was in the mouth of his sack. Our money is full weight, so we have brought it back in our hand, and we have brought down other money in our hands to buy food. We do not know who put our money in our sacks. But he said, peace be with you. Do not be afraid. Your God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. Then he brought Simeon out to them. So the man brought the men into Joseph's house, and they gave them water. And they washed their feet, and he gave their donkeys feed. Then they made the present ready for Joseph's coming at noon, for they heard that they would eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed down before him to the earth. Then he asked them about their well-being and said, is your father well? The old man of whom you spoke, is he still alive? And they answered, your servant, our father, is in good health. He is still alive. And they bowed their heads down and presented themselves and prostrated themselves. Then he lifted his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, is this your youngest brother of whom you spoke to me? And he said, God be gracious to you, my son. Now his heart yearned for his brother. So Joseph made haste and sought somewhere to weep. And he went into his chamber and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out. And he restrained himself and said, serve the bread. So they set him a place by himself and them by themselves. And the Egyptians who ate with him by themselves, because the Egyptians could not eat food with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination to the Egyptians. And they set before him the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men looked in astonishment at one another. Then he took servings to them from before him. But Benjamin's servings were five times as much as any of theirs. So they drank and were merry with him. And he commanded the steward of the house, saying, fill the man's sack with food as much as they can carry, and put each man's money in the mouth of his sack. Also put my cup, the silver cup, in the mouth of the sack of the youngest, and his grain money. So he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning dawned, the men were sent away and their donkeys. When they had gone out of the city and were not yet far off, Joseph said to his steward, get up, follow the men, and when you overtake them, say to them, why have you repaid evil for good? Is not this the one from which my Lord drinks and with which he indeed practices divinations? You have done evil in so doing. So he overtook them, and he spoke to them these same words. And they said to him, why does my Lord say these words? Far be it from us that your servants should do such a thing. Look, we brought back to you from the land of Canaan the money which we found in the mouth of our sacks. Now how then should we steal silver or gold from your Lord's house with whomever of your servants it is now? Let him die. And we also will be slaves. And he said, now also let it be according to your words. He whom it is found shall be my slave, and you shall be blameless. Then each man speedily let down his sack to the ground, and each opened his sack. So he searched. He began with the oldest and left off with the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they tore their clothes, and each man loaded his donkey and returned to the city. So Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, and he was still there, and they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said to them, what deed is this you have done? Did you not know that such a man as I can certainly practice divination? Then Judah said, what shall we say to my Lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of your servants here. We are my Lord's slaves, both we and he also, with whom the cup was found. But he said, far be it from me that I should do so. The man in whose hand the cup was found, he shall be my slave. And as for you, go up in peace to your father. Then Judah came near to him. Oh, my Lord, please let your servant speak a word in my Lord's hearing, and do not let your anger burn against your servant, for you are even like Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, have you a father or a brother? And we said to my Lord, we have a father and an old of his who is young. His brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother's children, and his father loves him. Then you said to your servants, bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes on him. And we said to my Lord, the lad cannot leave his father, for he should leave his father would die. But you said to your servants, unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you shall see my face no more. So it was when we went up to your servant, my father, that we told him the words of my Lord. And our father said, go back and buy us a little food. But we said, we cannot go down. If our youngest brother is with us, we will go down, for we may not see the man's face unless your youngest brother is with us. Then your servant, my father, said to us, you know that my wife bore me two sons, and the one went out from me. And I said, surely he is torn in pieces, and I have not seen him since. But if you take this one also from me, and calamity befall him, you shall bring down my gray hair with sorrow to the grave. Now, therefore, when I came to your servant, my father, the lad is not with us, since his life is bound up in the last life. It will happen when he sees that the lad is not with us, that he will die. So your servants will bring down the gray hair of your servant, our father, with sorrow to the grave. For your servant became surety for the lad to my father, saying, if I do not bring him back to you, then I shall bear the blame before my father forever. Now, therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the lad as a slave to my Lord, and let the lad go up with his brothers. For how shall I go up to my father if the lad is not with me, lest perhaps I see the evil that would come upon my father? Ooh, what a word. Whew. Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried out, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard it. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Does my father still live?" But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near to me." So they came near. Then he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me and do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near to me, you and your children, your children's children, your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. There I will provide for you, lest you and your household and all that you have come to poverty, for there are still 5 years of famine. And behold, your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see that it is my mouth that speaks to you. So you shall tell my father all of all my glory in Egypt and of all that you have seen, and you shall hurry and bring my father down here.' Then he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. And after this, his brothers talked with him." One more page. "Now the report was heard in Pharaoh's house saying, 'Joseph's brothers have come.' So it pleased Pharaoh and his servants well. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Say to your brothers, do this, load your animals and depart. Go to the land of Canaan. Bring your father and your households and come to me. I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat of the fat of the land. Now you are commanded to do this. Take carts out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives. Bring your father and come. And also do not be concerned about your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours.' Then the sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them parts according to the command of Pharaoh, and he gave them provisions for the journey. He gave to all of them, to each man, changes of garments, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of garments. And he sent to his father these things, 10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, bread, and food for his father for the journey. So he sent his brothers away, and they departed. And he said to them, 'See that you do not become troubled along the way.' Then they went up out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan, to Jacob their father. And they told him, saying, 'Joseph is still alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt.' And Jacob's heart stood still because he did not believe them. But when they told him all the words which Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. And Israel said, 'It is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die.' So Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. Then God spoke to Israel in the visions of the night and said, 'Jacob, Jacob.' And he said, 'Here I am.' So he said, 'I am God. the God of your father, do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation. And there I will go down with you, Egypt, and you again. And Joseph will put his hand on all his descendants with him, his sons and his sons' sons, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his descendants he brought with him to Egypt. Now there, these were the names of the children of Israel, Jacob and his sons who went to Egypt. Reuben was Jacob's firstborn. The sons of Reuben were Hanok, Phallu, Hezron, Carmi. The sons of Simeon were Jamuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shul. The sons of Canaanite, of the Canaanite women. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah were Onan, Shelah, Perez, Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Puva, Job, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun were Zerit, Elon, and Jahel. These were the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob, and Padanaram, daughter Dina. All the persons, his sons and his daughters, were 33. It was Zephron, Haggai, Shanu, Esmon, Erai, and Erai. Ishnah, Ishu, Mira, and Sirah, the sisters, and the sons of Mirai were Heber and Mephile. These were the sons of Zephi, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 16 persons. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, were Joseph and Benjamin. And to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest, sons of Reuben, Yalpin, and Arad. These were the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob, 14 persons in all. The son of Dan was the son of Naphtali, was Jezreel, Junah, Dezer, and Shalom. These were who Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, and she bore these to Jacob, 7 persons in all. All the persons who went with Jacob out to Egypt, who came from his body, besides Jacob's sons' wives, were 66 persons in all. Him were 2 persons. All the persons of the house of Jacob who went to Egypt were 70. Then he sent Judah before him to Joseph to point out before him the way to Gershon. And they came to the land of Gershon. So Joseph made ready his chariots and went up to Gershon to meet his father Israel and to present himself to him, and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face before, because you are still alive." Then Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, "I will go up and tell Pharaoh and say to him, 'My brothers and those of my father's house who are back to feed livestock, and they have brought their flocks, their herds, and all that they have, shall be. When Pharaoh calls you and says, "What is your occupation?" that you shall say, "Your servant's occupation has been with livestock from our youth even now, both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians." And that is our word for this morning. And all I can say, it has been real. Mother Rita, y'all, is open.
Good morning, Mr. Bridget. Oh,
Good morning, buddy.
It was a good word. It was a great word. Thank God for the wisdom and knowledge he give you every day that you get on this line. It's a joy and a pleasure to listen to you. And I thank God for you. Just ask God to continue to bless you. And you can do his work. Because we work for God, just like you say. He never leave us nor forsake us. He be with us even to the end of the age, world, and time. So I just thank God for you. Just ask you to just keep on praying for us. I just love to hear you. So it's an honor that's nice in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And with that word, we have a word from my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And it's a wrap because I got to go to work. I thank all of you again for listening in our Psalms and our Proverbs. And we will go over life lessons on Sunday from our Genesis word because it has been so rich and so good. Because not only does it talk about God being with us, it also talks about forgiveness. Because Joseph forgave his brothers. He forgave them because he understood that what they did was because it happened that way. It was supposed to happen that way. God did it, and he does it every day for each and every one of us. Forgive and let go of the past. Hallelujah. And the word for this morning from our sister in Christ is just, again, always, it always fits our word. And the word is this. Good morning. The Lord knows everything about us and still loves us. He knew those brothers sold their brother in slavery. He knew they lied to their daddy about his whereabouts. God forgave them, and their brother did too. Hallelujah. Can remove the sky for his love. Hallelujah. God did not forsake Joseph. Yes, he went to slavery. Yes, he was lied upon. Yes, he spent time in prison. But then God gave him favor to be over all of Egypt. What a mighty God we serve. And as I said, Christ said, have a fantastic Friday, family. And know that our Lord God will never leave us or forsake us. Hallelujah. Thank you to God for this word. Thank you, Mother Rita, for the prayer. Thank all of you for listening in.
Minister
and
Bridget.
We just, yes, Mother.
Oh, I got one more thing to say. I was looking at the word great. Eat and aid is in the word of great. So if you eat the word, you will be full.
You come up with the greatest thing. God uses you, Mother. We're going to eat the word, and we are full this morning. I know I'm full. I'm overflowing full. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, as we get ready to depart, we say, may the Lord watch between me and thee, while we are absent one from each other. In Jesus' precious holy name, I pray over each and every one of you on this day that the Lord, as we rejoice and are glad in it, thank you all for listening in. Be blessed because we are full. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We are full. Thank you, Mother. Have a blessed day. And know that God is all covered by his blood, by his grace, and by his mercy. Please join me, God, a psalm, proverb, and math. It's a